crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We're back on Drive Time Sports to talk local baseball. A lot going on in the high school world right now. Carbon High School Baseball was preparing to travel on the road tomorrow to take on Grantsville. And then on Saturday, a scheduled home game against Ben Lomond. And that has fallen by the wayside. And joining us right now to talk about that and the previous couple of outings, we have manager Jeff Cincinnatus. And Coach, I do appreciate you making out the time for us again today. Thank you.
Jordan, I appreciate you getting me in. Yeah, we're in full swing of baseball right now. It's good to get in and talk about what we have going on and what's gone on in the past and hopefully what's going to go on in the future for us.
And let's start by talking about the future, because it was announced by the Utah High School Activities Association just a few hours ago that beginning Monday, they are going to suspend all Utah High School Activities Association sanctioned events for at least 2 weeks. Now, in the press release, it did say it was up to the schools to suspend activities prior to Monday. I know we have the tennis meet going on in North San Pete, and so that obviously wasn't going to take effect today, but as you and I were discussing off the cuff, it will begin tomorrow here in the district.
Yeah, it is going to happen. It's unfortunate with the circumstances going on, you know, worldwide right now, but our school district here at Carbon has taken the initiative to cancel any activities beginning tomorrow. A couple days ahead of what the High School Activity Association is going to do. But like you mentioned, tennis, I think, is gone today. Girls softball is gone down in St. George. So they are letting them compete in those events. But as far as our games scheduled tomorrow at Grantsville and here at home Saturday with Ben Lomond, those have been canceled for right now. And basically for the next 2 weeks, any game that was scheduled has been canceled. So it's a tough situation. I mean, obviously, we've all seen what's going on, you know, in the local news and the headlines of what, you know, this virus is doing and causing the panic that it is. And it's a tough thing to foresee what's going to happen in the future. All we can do is control what you can control yourself. And, you really can't control what others are doing. But, you know, for us, it's a big blow to us in the middle of our baseball season that, you know, we may be out for 2 weeks. We may be out longer than that. We may not play anymore. It's unsure to me. And, you know, we don't have an answer, but we're going to do the best we can over the next couple weeks to stay in game shape so that if we do come back, we're going to be in the middle of our region season, that we are prepared and can finish playing and try and make up any of these games that we do miss. But, you know, as of right now, you know, all further contests have been put on hold, and you know it's unfortunate, but you know there is a bigger picture here, and hopefully we can get through this epidemic and move on.
Now, I know you've been around for so long as a coach, you've never seen anything like this, have you?
Never. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, in my lifetime, obviously there's been a lot of different things we've had go on throughout history, but I'm not a young man anymore, but hopefully not an old man by trait. But this is just something that, you know, you've seen movies on TV, you know, of things happening like this and the panic that it brings with things, and you don't ever think it's going to happen. And I really don't personally think this is something that's going to, you know, put an end to everything we have going on. I think it's just the unknown is caught all of us by, you know, surprise. But it's unfortunate. I would have never thought, you know, 3-4 days ago that we would be at this point where we're at today, with canceling, you know, all of the major sporting events from professional, you know, down to high school now, and even below that. I mean, you're going to see, you know, elementaries, everything shut down here, I'm guessing, in within a few days. And already the classes at the colleges and things are all being done online. So it's, it's tough to see what's going on. It's tough to see the panic and fear that it's put in people, and you just don't want to live your life that way. And then, you know, for me and my family, I know we're going to continue to do things that we do and move forward. And only, you know, you can only control what you can control, like I said. But, I do feel sorry for these young men and young ladies who are missing out on a vital part of their life right now. You know, you only get to go to high school once. You only get these games to be able to be played once. I've got two seniors on my baseball team that are missing contests and hopefully don't have to miss an entire year of baseball. But again, I can't control that. And We'll move forward, and when we get the opportunity to play again, we'll be ready to do so.
I guess the only other question I have, Coach, and I'm sure several people are wondering this as well, 2 weeks, and when we talk about baseball, when we talk about any spring sport, it doesn't just have to be baseball, it's such a compact schedule to begin with. I mean, just looking at it from a realistic standpoint, it's not feasible to make up every event that's going to be missed over the next 2 weeks. That affects things drastically.
Yeah, I mean, not even close. Especially with the new adopted pitching rule that baseball adopted a few years back, there's no way that you can play more than basically three, maybe possibly four games in a week. And the Activity Association, probably won't allow that anyway. Won't require us to do so. So we're going to miss games that will not get made up. Right now we're going to play some non-region contests. We have a couple non-region contests scheduled for the beginning of April. We may have to cancel those so that we're able to fit region games in at those times too. We're just going to have to see how it plays out. I mean, right now there's so many unknowns out there that I don't dare speak about what'll happen, after today. But, again, yeah, that schedule is so compact that we're playing so many games in such a short amount of time that there's no way we will play a full schedule. That's a given, but, we'll do our best when we get the okay, and hopefully that okay is, in a short amount of time from today, and then we can get back going.
Definitely don't mean to throw a curveball at you, so excuse me if I do, but does this affect the youth camp that you guys have coming up at all?
Yeah, it's going to. There's okay. No doubt. I'm glad you brought that up. It's something I hadn't even thought about until you just mentioned it, Jordan. We had that youth camp set up. They're not going to allow us to have that camp. We're not going to be allowed to work with the youth. That's going to be something that they are going to completely shut that down too. So, hopefully that word will get out. We'll try and get that posted on Facebook. If we can possibly make that up, once this is all behind us, I'd love to. We want to work with our youth kids. I think it's great. We got the two new baseball fields that I want to get them on so they can see where they should be playing in a few years and get them excited. And it gets my guys excited to work with these kids. They can remember when they were that age and they were looking at the high school guys thinking, are we ever going to be that big and strong? And are we ever going to play there? And now they are. So I know how it affects the young kids and I know how it affects my guys. So, it's definitely something that is unfortunate that we're going to have to cancel. Because that was coming up here in a week or two. But, hopefully we can get that rescheduled in the future. We'll get with, the younger league and see when maybe a good day to do that is and move forward from there. So, but right now I'm glad you mentioned that because that is something that we will have to put on hold.
Again, our guest right now, manager Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbon Dino baseball team. Coach, let's step away from the current cancellation. Let's talk about the way this team has performed over its last couple of outings. Obviously, a 2-1 start to the season, a win against Pace and a win against West, but a loss to Summit Academy. Most recently, back-to-back games this week against Bountiful and Provo. Definitely no slouches, plus you had to travel on the road. Neither game worked out into our favor, but I know in just talking to you off the cuff, you saw some positives in these games.
Yeah, definitely. I don't want to say a rough start to the season. I mean, we're 2-3 right now, but we have played some very quality opponents in those five games and played pretty well. I mean, overall, obviously there's things as a coach you're never going to be happy with. We could be 5-0 and I'd probably be talking about the same things right now that we need to work on and get better. That's just the way it is. But a lot of positives. In different aspects of the game, I think pitching right now has still been a big positive for us. We've had some great outings by our pitching staff. In our 2-0 loss to Bountiful on Monday, Jordan Fawcett threw five wonderful innings for us at that level against that team. We had a couple of unearned runs that led to a 2-0 loss. We face a kid who's going to play at the next level next year as a left-handed pitcher, and we do not see a lot of really good left-handed pitching, especially in our classification. So, I felt really good about that outing on Monday, even though it was a loss. And no one likes to lose. I surely don't schedule games saying, it's a moral victory to just play teams. I'm here to win, and our guys are here to win. And a loss is a loss. But I think we took a lot of positives away from that loss. Unfortunately for us, I thought we turned around on Tuesday to maybe even a better Provo team, but we didn't play as well and we didn't step up and compete as well as I wanted to. And coming off a 2-0 loss to Bountiful, I thought we'd have showed up on Tuesday a little bit more hungry and a little bit more in tune with what we needed to do against a very, very good Provo team who I think in in four games now has outscored their opponents 42-1, which is amazing to start the season.
No question.
In playing them, I can see why their pitching staff is good. We've played them now for the last, I think, five preseasons, and they've consistently gotten better every year. And, you know, I knew they had a great club coming back this year. Again, we had some unearned runs that gave them, you know, an opportunity to put runs on the board early against us, and we just never really recovered. And then we faced another kid who, in my opinion, will pitch at the next level also, a kid that threw the ball really well, a right-hander who kept us off balance all day long, and that's coming. You know, it's hard to come off of a left-handed pitcher like we've seen the day before and then see a right-hander the next day that throws that well. You know, maybe two kids, I don't know if we'd see that kind of pitching in 3A this year. I mean, there might be a kid or two, but on a consistent basis, we're never going to see that. But again, you know, no excuses for our team. We're there to compete. We need to make in-game adjustments, and we need to be, you know, a little bit hungrier and a little bit, you know, more focused on what we're doing day-to-day. Yesterday was a good practice. We came back. We worked hard. We got after the guys about effort. I thought it was a really good practice, but still I told them we need a better practice tomorrow, and we need another better practice the day after that and a better game after that. So it's all about getting better day to day, not taking steps backwards. I thought we took maybe a few minor steps backwards in playing Pro Bowl on Tuesday, but you know, hopefully we can get back on track. Again, that's going to be who knows when with the foreseeable future. But, you know, I'm happy about where some guys are. I'm happy with some of my younger guys, freshmen especially, that I hadn't really had a chance to see play at this level, who I've gotten an opportunity to throw in ball games at the varsity JV level now and seen them perform and really not miss a beat. So I'm excited about, you know, some of the people we have filling some shoes this year that were left by the seniors last year. And you know, I'm just going to be excited to get back on the playing field and playing games when we get a chance to.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to that time. We know it's at least 2 weeks at this particular time. It's going to be reevaluated at that point, correct?
That's my understanding. That's the word I got today is, you know, 2 weeks for the Utah High School Activities Association. At that two-week period, they will look at where this virus has gone, what it's done in the last 2 weeks, how it's affected, you know, the world basically, and see where we're at with it. And, you know, I hope and obviously pray that, you know, everybody is safe and healthy and that we can work through this and move forward and that, you know, it's hopefully just another bump in the road as far as life's concerned. But by no means, you know, or do I know anything about this virus or you know, how it's going to affect individuals. But, you know, you can only, like I said before, control what you can control and do the best you can and, you know, and live life and work forward. So we're going to continue to do that at the high school baseball level and at all aspects of our life.
Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to come in. I look forward to having a baseball conversation with you relatively soon. Hopefully we can catch up before that two-week period is done and maybe get an update on the way things are looking.
Sounds good, Jordan. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Again, that's manager Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbon Dino baseball team. We've got a break for just a moment. We'll come back and move over to the national sports scene when we return. We're live from the Auto Farm Studios on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.